What is going on, people? This is Elder Tenchi, and welcome to a new episode of Otaku Labs. Now, I know it's been a while since Otaku Labs has dropped an episode, but here we are. It's myself and Nabjita as we discuss the most recent Dragon Ball arc, which we're calling a mini arc because it was just that short. But before we get to the point of this whole thing, we talk about an article that hit the web not too long ago, talking about a problem that some fans were having about how some of the female characters were portrayed. And I was debating on whether to keep this as part of the podcast because I later found out that this may be a hoax. So I was like, okay, so what, you know, so what's the point? But after a while, I said, you know what, keep it in. You know, we gave our opinions. I felt like we were fair. And then we get to the meat and potatoes of this whole thing, which is the mini arc, as we get ready for the brand new arc, which is a adaptation of the Dragon Ball Super superhero movie. So, while you're here, hope you enjoy what you hear and you come back for more. And with all that being said, let's get to the episode.
So, yeah, so after seeing this, what is your opinion, bro?
Well, just by going by the headline, only one of them actually became like a housewife of WGT. If you don't understand 18's reasonings for becoming a housewife, that's your problem. Her and her brother had a horrible life before meeting up with Dr. Gero and being experimented on, and they had a horrible life after, because mostly he would keep them, you know, in the pod thing that they were sleeping in. So yeah. She yearns to have a normal life, and this is her way of doing it. But she will fight when the time comes, because she has fought in multiple movies, like Bio Broly. And does she fight in Second Coming? I'm not sure.
I don't recall. I know Videl did, but that was before it. But that was placed before they got married.
But I know she fought in Bio Broly.
Mm-hmm. She fought in Bio Broly. She fought in the World Tournament. She fought in the Tournament of Power, and she was in the most recent movie.
Right, and she fought in that.
And she fought in that. Videl was relegated to the housewife role until recently.
I would say she was kind of relegated. She kind of realized she can't catch up to them. Even the humans you fire, she can't catch up to.
Well, sure, but she doesn't necessarily have to. That doesn't mean, like, she comes from a martial arts family herself.
Right, so, but she also found out after meeting Gohan that her dad's a fraud.
Yeah, and you're stronger than her dad. And she's much stronger than her father.
Like, up until that point, she believed all his feats.
Yeah, up until she found out at the tournament at 17 that her father was not he's still strong, don't get me wrong. He's still strong by those standards, but
he won one tournament by himself legitimately.
But
all the other tournaments was because he sabotaged the people he was supposed to fight that would have bathroom issues.
Right. And he, and then later on, he can say he did help save the world from Majin Buu. He can say that. But the cell thing, like they let him take the cell thing because they don't want to be found out. But it's not like no one knows any, you know, like who the Z Fighters are. Like at least the announcer's got to know. But As far as Videl,
you know them as Z Fighters. Bulma came up with that term,
right? And as far as Videl, like up until now, she was relegated to what would be the housewife role, because Gohan was the only one. Now, Gohan was the only one with a job, but he didn't buy them that house.
Oh, no. His job did not buy him that mansion.
He did not buy him that house. That whole thing. And if I remember correctly, doesn't that have a... I'm thinking about Mr. Satan's house. But Mr. Satan's the one that helped him get that house. So, but as far as her role up until now, she was mostly a housewife, you know. And now she's a mom of a 3-year-old. So, but in the latest movie, they did, you know, say that she was, you know, back in martial arts again, teaching. And that to me is great. Chi-Chi never had an excuse to me. Like, Chi-Chi absolutely didn't have an excuse. That's how you met her.
Well, yes, she did meet up fighting, but she did want more because she didn't want her kids to have a life similar to hers. She was constantly traveling. Their castle was always on fire. Yeah. But she didn't get a proper education. She learned on her own by reading books, but other than that, didn't get like a proper education. So she didn't want to just only have fighting and that's it.
Yeah, that's understandable. At the same time, you married a man who later found out he was an alien whose entire race depends on fighting.
Oh. Didn't know that in Dragon Ball.
This is why I said later found out. Like, it would be understandable if they just kept it that Goku was a boy with a tail that just happened to have a tail. But when you give him an entire background and of a species who their entire well-being is fighting, and then you have a kid with that, you know, with that person, marry that person, have a kid with that, have two kids with that person. Now, she did train. I will give it to her for this. She did help train Goten up until he became a Super Saiyan. Then she didn't want to. Then she's like, "No, hide that. Please don't be a delinquent." Now, I know that's an old joke, but dang, that's mean. Like. That is literally part of your son. That's part of the bloodline. What, you know? But I guess after what she went through with Goku and Gohan, I guess she just didn't want that again, you know. But still,
well, especially what Gohan did, but he became a Super Saiyan fault cell,
right?
Immediately after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is one thing that I, you know, when the argument of is Goku a bad father comes up, I'm like, no, he's not a bad father. He makes really dumb decisions sometimes, but
he could be worse.
Exactly.
There are worse anime dads than Goku.
There are much worse anime dads than Goku. Yeah. Is Vegeta the better father? Possibly. And possibly.
Not at the beginning.
Definitely not at the beginning. No. No. Is Piccolo a good dad?
Piccolo's not a dad.
He is an uncle. He's close. He's basically close because he did help raise Gohan, but he kidnapped him first. Like we gotta remember a lot of these.
Well, he helped train Gohan.
He helped train Gohan. He kidnapped him first.
Gohan, for that first early part of the kidnapping, raised himself because he was trying to have him be more self-reliant.
You know, at 4.
Because why not?
Yeah.
I was self-reliant since birth, you know, being Piccolo.
You know, but I also grew up literally... Like, he grew up really fast. Like, he's technically at this point, Piccolo is not even that old. He's still a t- so It's very funny how these arguments come up. But I'm thinking based on this article and the way people are talking about it now, it just feels like, are you not seeing that? I get your point, but are you not seeing the changes that are being made now? Like I've always said, yeah, Akira Toriyama, he came out and said he doesn't really know how to write like romance. He doesn't know how to, he doesn't really write, you know, females all that well. Bulma was automatically, you know, she had a purpose because she was a genius. So basically you just write that she makes crazy inventions and stuff like that. And she's tough, you know, all of that is
cool. Oh yeah, but she's also like that because of her sister.
Who we've only met one time.
Right. But still, she's only like that because of her sister.
She was for it was.
Well, who was also a female character?
Who was also a female character who we assume is single, or I don't know if that matters.
I've never heard Dr. Briefs talk about having another grandchild.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, all I'm saying is, I'm not saying that she has, you know, she has to have kids. I'm saying, is she single or is she with somebody? Because if we're talking, because speaking of housewives, if we talking Bulma's mom, they don't really do much with her outside of she's just the caregiver, but she's not around. I mean, she's around them, but she's not around them constantly. You know what I'm saying? Like Bulma is
she got her own things to do though.
Exactly. So Bulma invents things.
It's kind of hard. It's harder for her because both of your kids do their own thing.
Yeah. They're both grown now and
well, no, even when they weren't grown, they did their own thing. Like Titus was already involved with aliens at a young age, so.
Oh yeah, because of Jocko and
yeah.
Now
it's kind of hard for her to like really be there because the kids ain't there.
Like
one's messing around with aliens and the other one's running around with a monkey boy.
One's running around at 16. At 16, and she had a gun and she had all that.
It's just yeah. Like they're fine.
This is not a normal childhood by any means.
They were never a normal family
to begin with. But the rest of the characters, you can't say this about Mai. She, you know, she came from a criminal background, I guess. Army?
Oh, yeah, peel off gang.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a criminal. She's, you know, she's trained in combat. And now she even said in the new chapter, which we're about to discuss, that she did not want to just be relegated to damsel in distress. So things are changing. I still feel bad for Launch, but things are changing. But man, I said, this article has some points. I'm not gonna lie, but at the same time, it's not completely accurate, especially not today. You know,
unless you're completely not paying attention.
Unless you're not paying attention. But yeah, let us know. You know, let us know what you think. But let's get to the meat and potatoes of this conversation, and that is the latest chapter. The whole. What do you call it? Goten and Trunks.
The mini arc we had.
The mini arc. Yeah, the current mini arc.
The mini arc before the movie superhero.
The prequel to Prelude? Dragon Ball Superhero.
Prelude.
Yeah, the lead up to. Dragon Ball Superhero. It's some people say, I just heard people talking about it last night, and they were like, some say it, you know, it should have ended like a month ago. Others say that you know, it probably should have ended sooner. What are your thoughts on
how
that?
How would you end it sooner?
Basically, they felt like this was a boring, useless.
But like story wise, how would you end it sooner than
how would you do it? Like logically, I don't know.
Yes.
I have no idea. Maybe get to the doctor sooner. I don't know. One thing I will agree with them on is certain things.
I guess you only feel like that because you already know the end result because the movie came out before this.
Because the movie came out before this, yeah. And this just answered some questions that the movie left. But at the same time, I wouldn't call this a bad chapter. I'd call this mediocre. I wouldn't call this a bad chapter though. Is it worth reading? What do you think?
It's fine.
Yeah, it's just fine. It's just fine. There are certain things in there that I felt they did not need. Like I went back and forth with the how in the heck is Trunks afraid of ghosts? In my mind,
that's really the only thing you thought about the entire time reading it. I know.
Well, that and the
every month you would bring that up.
That and how the and then later on the red herring with the disc. Like they made this disc of Dr. Hedo's a big mystery, and turns out he's got the whole thing memorized anyway, all the data and everything.
The disc was a mystery. It was led to believe that the disc contained more information on whatever Dr. Sherwell's research was.
Mm-hmm. And it turns out it was kind of useless anyway, because all it had was pictures, and he memorized all the data. So,
but there was a disc. That's how the computer got infected.
Mm-hmm. But didn't really. I don't know. This certain parts of this chapter felt rushed, and I think they just wanted to get to, like, because this is supposed to be a little fun slice of life. Let's see what happened to the boys as we skip forward in time, and then the Mai and Trunks thing. I don't know. Like, was any of that needed?
I mean, look, we already know kind of what happens in the future. Trunks is kind of been trying to force it since he found out.
Mm-hmm.
You also got to think of it like, Trunks is how old? Somewhere in his early teens.
Yeah, I think at this point he's
is pushing 50 probably at this point.
Yeah.
Actually.
Mm-hmm. And Trunks is like, Trunks and Goten are like 14 and 15.
Yeah.
It's a little odd. Now some might compare it to, you know, to Isekai when people keep getting reincarnated and they, you know, and they've.
Oh no! What I'm trying to say is, he's going through like all this stuff, and she's been through this.
Yeah,
I'm saying.
Yeah, she's been through this, and unlike the Isekai thing, which basically is you're reincarnated into a new body, like with all your memories, with most of the time, depending on the story, you have no way of going back to the life you knew before. There was no, like, you are a, by all accounts, a new person, right? So if you fall in love with someone that's technically the same age you are externally, then there's nothing, you know, there's really nothing it's on the line, but it's not, there's nothing bad about it. Whereas this, like, I feel like they're just doing this to be, you know, to be cheeky, but she is not a reincarnated person. She's not someone who just happens to have memories of a past life. She is literally someone who got wished to be a kid again, and they just never wished her back. Like, they're doing to, they basically did to the Pilaf gang kind of what they did with Goku and Dragon Ball GT, except they've never even attempted to, you know, to bring their, you know, to bring them back to,
well, their original age. That was the whole point of the original point in GT, was to get the Black Star Dragon Balls back to undo the wish.
Yeah.
But then at the end, Goku was like, nah, I'm just going to train back up to adulthood.
Yeah. Except for Super Saiyan 4, where my body has to go into an, you know, it has to be an adult in order to control the power, like, because that makes sense.
No, I'm talking about, like, the whole point was done when he went, nah.
Nah, let's...
I'll just train back to adulthood. So the whole reason why we went on this journey, you're just going to say nah to the wish to bring you back. Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, we already know what was going on during the production of that show anyway. But as far as here, I, like, it's just odd. Like, this crush, I mean, who hasn't had a crush on an older person before? But this is...
Wait, Trunks doesn't know that she's pushing 50.
No, has no idea, because he was introduced to her when she looked his age. So now, here they are, technically teenagers again, but she's pushing 50 internally. And by all accounts, she is a 50-something-year-old person who could just as easily find the Dragon Balls or ask somebody to get the Dragon Balls for them and then just make the wish.
Well, yeah, but why? They're comfortable. They don't have to do really much except for work for Bulma.
Oh, yeah, but they could do that. They could still do that as adults. Like, they've... It's not like this group hasn't had friends who were once enemies. You know what I'm saying? That's most of Goku's friends. You know? So it's not that unheard of to think that, hey, they've already turned a new leaf. You could easily just wish them back to adults and just have them work in Capsule Corp.
Well, yeah. But now you get a chance to, you know, not have aches and pains at 50 something.
Yeah, I mean, like, Bulma's idea to enroll Mai in school again so it doesn't arouse suspicion why she has children working for her is a little it's a little weird. Could you just, like, okay, here's an idea. How about since they aged them down to, you know, to age 8 at the beginning, and now they're, you know, and now they're around like 14, 15. How about you age them up to, you know, to their early 20s? That way they could be adults, have a new, you know, live a new life. And
no, because, like, Bulma gets it. She does it all the time.
Bulma does it. Strictly, like, cosmetically. She doesn't, she knows that she's
right
40 something. Like, she's 40 something at this point, but all she's doing is the cosmetic stuff. She's doing the equivalent of plastic freaking surgery,
but naturally. Well, with wishes.
Yeah. Like getting rid of some wrinkles, increasing her bust size a little, giving herself a big butt. That's not anywhere near what happened to the Pilaf gang. She's not wishing to be 16 again.
I mean, she would if she could get away with it.
No, she couldn't. I mean, she could, but she couldn't.
No, she would if she could get away with it.
If she would, like, but I think she's a bit, like, yeah. I think she's a bit more mature than that. But
is she?
I want to think so. I love
Bulma. You know the answer is no.
I really want to believe myself right now, because I'm like,
you're not believing yourself. You're failing to believe yourself.
Is she above doing something?
No,
like that?
She's not. being 150% more youthful while maintaining the mind she has now.
Yeah. while her kids continue to age slowly because of their Saiyan lineage, but still. While her kids and her husband continue to age very slowly, but still.
Look, it costs nothing.
No, you just gotta look for the Dragon Balls again. And explain to the townsfolk why there's always some sort of dark cloud over Yola's house. Like, yeah, it's an experiment. You know, that's what they do. That's what Capsule Corp does. So they got an easy alibi.
Well, yeah, but after all these years, they're used to weird shit happening around Capsule Corp. So,
yeah. Hold on. One second. Hello. All righty. Okay. So, yeah. So where was I? Yeah. Is Bulma above giving herself a complete and total like youthful? Is she above wishing to be younger again? Like,
no, no.
No, to be honest, to be honest, thinking about it, I don't think so. If she's willing to give her monthly, like monthly wishes to look younger, then nah, she ain't above going all the way with it. No. But let's just talk about that. Because really, this chapter, aside from the first chapter, which really was two chapters in one, is pretty short. So It seemed pretty straightforward. There wasn't too many twists and turns. But as a result, it felt like there should have been more. You think?
I mean, can't really think. Well, we won't know until like towards the end of this month. So.
Yeah, like the.
This is one of the issues we're waiting once a month.
Yeah, I mean they're getting ready for the Dragon Ball Super superhero version of the manga. So, well, hey, I mean that dragon at the end looked pretty dope.
Probably the main thing that hurt this is the timing. I think they were planning on having this be done by before the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with the monthly release, couldn't get to it.
Possibility.
It would make more sense as this being a promotional arc leading into the movie.
It would be, except for one tiny confusing detail. And that was when they were promoting the superhero movie. They said, well, now we have effectively three different universes going on. This could be its own thing. This doesn't
have to be. No, I don't think that's a factor because this would just be a marketing arc. And that doesn't matter to anything that they're doing.
I mean, they've done it before. Every modern movie has had a manga version up to this point. But they've been like the Battle of Gods one was not that short. Fukatu no F was very short, like three chapters, bing bang boom, done. Right. Now Broly did not get that treatment, but they acknowledged that the stuff happened. Everything that happened in Broly did happen. So there's no doubt in my mind that we're going to actually see what led up to them asking Broly to train with them on Beerus's planet. Which is something that everybody wants to see. It'll be the real first time that we get to see Broly in manga form.
If everything is going in story order that it's going in, they probably did this out of necessity because of Black Frieza.
That's definitely got to be it because at this point you need Broly as backup. You definitely need Broly as backup. Now I know people wanted to see Broly a couple chapters ago, but I don't think that would have been cool, but you know, that wasn't part of the plan. He's not going to be like a regular Z Fighter member. He's going to be the sixth ranger that they call when they need the extra help.
And when he remembers to have his communicator on.
Right. here's a few things about the chapter I really enjoy. I like Dr. Hedo's androids. I do like his straight up cyborgs. I do like what he did versus what his grandfather did. Like his grandfather was
they're androids.
They're androids, but his grandfather was straight up kidnapping people, and he resorts to grave robbing. But
that's what he's broke.
I mean the explanation for doing that is like, okay, look, I need y'all to get jobs so we can afford this stuff so I can keep doing my experiments. Unlike his grandfather, who had the funding of the Red Ribbon Army, So it just seems like, yeah, that's funny. I mean, this kid is a very, you know, very interesting character, and I like how they did that this time around. One thing I did not like or dislike, more like not understand, and I think we've talked about this over the phone, is the cleaner god thing, right? But how that's connected to Saiyan Man X 1 and 2. Like, great Saiyan Man was not mentioned not one time in this chapter.
Yeah, I was really hoping that a classmate at some point would have referenced, especially by name, that they're going by Saiyan Man X 1 and 2.
Yep.
Oh, this is like the great Saiyan thing I know as a kid. They would know who Great Saiyan Man is.
Yeah, they would. Some years have gone by, you know, obviously, but nobody, and he had a whole movie made about him. Nobody mentioned Great Saiyan Man at all. When it's obvious that's where, you know, that's where those names come from. Yes, they look like their suits look like Cleaner God, but this is, by all accounts, this would be a Great Saiyan Man arc, you know. Yeah, it's just a little disappointing. But really, like, this was a nice little you know, lead up to the events of the movie. And I don't know what would you give it, bro, on a scale of 1 to 10?
Give what?
The manga chapter.
God?
You want to rank Cleaner God? What would you give Cleaner God?
I didn't know what you were asking. What'd you call it? I don't know. It's like a 6.
Fair. I was thinking the same thing after a while. Yeah, no, I think that's fair. This is a six out of 10. Could it have been improved? Yeah, sure. Anything can be improved, but honestly, I ain't that mad about it. It was just a mediocre chapter. I do like how the boys finally got some shine. They were the main characters of this. It wasn't the Goku and Vegeta show, so I appreciate that. Hopefully this is not the last time they get shine like this. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it took them forever to actually grow, and it took them forever to really get any kind of spotlight since Super started. So I like this chapter for what it is.
What we need now is another 6 versus 7 tournament.
You want another universe tournament?
No, just 6 versus 7.
Just 6 versus 7?
Just Chopper and Beerus bragging at each other on how their fighters from the tournament power have gotten stronger during his absence.
And we'll see Kaba and the girls again. That would be interesting. I haven't gone back and
Khalifa figure out Super Saiyan 3 or her own.
Yeah, like she figured out 2. Yeah.
Well, she didn't figure out 2. She just did it.
She just did it.
Like, but you didn't believe me.
No, I did not. I didn't want to believe you. You know why? Because it was too freaking quick. She just learned 1. She just learned Super Saiyan. So you're telling me you're gonna give her Super Saiyan 2 that quickly?
Undermine the fact that she was a prodigy.
My point is she just learned 1. She didn't even get it. We haven't spent enough time with them to actually see them, you know, train. Like, there was never...
Right. But it pronounces her being the prodigy even more.
It does. I know it does. I'm not, and you can't take that away. I'm just saying it was way too fast. Way too fast. I know that they evolved differently, and I ain't even mad about the back tingling thing. I wasn't even mad about that. My thing was, you just learned how to do this. Like, just learn how to do this. And then you're going to just take it one step further, but we're not really seeing the progression. We're just seeing you do it.
Yeah, because that's the whole point. The whole point, remember, she did out of necessity because she needed to be faster and stronger to help out because Kaba's going to get murdered.
And Kaba being the first Super Saiyan of that universe, like, I'm not expecting him to be like the legendary Saiyan. You know what I'm saying? I'm not expecting that. I am expecting him to be, you know, to be the, you know, the fighter that we saw in the tournament. I am expecting them to, you know, actually do other stuff besides just be there when they need them. Like, I want like full-on arcs with these other characters because they spent time developing these other universes.
And plus another 6 versus 7 tournament is highly possible.
Yeah.
I mean, they did challenge them again when they did that baseball stuff, so.
Yeah. That was funny. It was a nice gag and a nice way to bring Yamcha back into the fold and do that meme again. I felt bad for Yamcha at that point. Same exact pose and all. Like, but like what it was already been established, Super has the most fan service, you know? So they do the most throwbacks. but the baseball episode was a nice, you know, was a nice little it was a nice little gag arc right there, you know. But what are you hoping to do you think that there's going to be some like significant changes from the way the movie was versus how the manga version of this arc's going to be?
I just want them to go through it really quick. So if they do it in like 3 chapters, that'd be great.
You just want them to move on to the next thing?
Yes and no, because I've already seen the movie, so just get through it.
Yeah, true. I
mean, they can definitely speed through it. There's not much like fully actually happens. They could condense quite a bit actually.
I think they're gonna expand on, you know, I think they're gonna expand on certain things. You know, because I don't know how long this chapter is gonna be. I'm glad we didn't have to wait.
Well, you also got to remember, since they're once a month, these are longer. These aren't like 13, 14 pages. They're like 40.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. I am so glad we didn't have to wait like a year or 2 years for this chapter to be done. But I think that they're going to expand upon a lot for this, you know, for this version, especially with, you know, especially with Brawly being involved. And I think they should expand on it. Probably not to the degree of like a year or two span, but that ain't up to, you know, that's not up to me.
They should do 3 months at the most, 4. And just get on to the next thing.
Yeah, because there has to be a next thing, because we already know that Black Frieza is supposed to be endgame, right?
No, we don't know that for sure. You're just hoping.
Frieza gets way too many freaking chances. I like Black Frieza. I like what they did with him in the tournament and stuff like that, but he gets way too many chances compared to anybody else. You know, Like, yeah, people are like, oh, they brought Cell back. Yeah, no, they brought back a mindless version of Cell, who was basically Harutagon from that last film, you know. And while I enjoyed a lot about that movie, I enjoyed the giant kaiju fights. I enjoyed seeing Pan get mixed up in it. I enjoyed seeing Goten and Trunks and Krillin and 18 and all of them actually getting into the fights and not relying on Goku and Vegeta to come save them. I enjoyed all of that. But if they did, like, even I know that they're gonna go back to status quo very soon. So I'm just hoping for the best right now. I enjoyed Gohan Beast. The design's a bit fan fiction-y, but whatever, you know.
Oh no, fan fiction-y from a fan of Gohan. Who would have thought?
Because I'm like, I've seen that design before years ago on DeviantArt, I swear. But you know, but hey, I'm a Gohan fan too. I ain't mad at the fact that he got a new power up, because that's what they've been doing with Super, is just passing out powers, mostly to like two people, but fine. Yeah. But anyway, all in all, this
it
was
just sounds like Gohan learned this lesson for like the third or fourth time. He needs to be ready.
Yeah. Will it stick this time?
Hopefully.
It took a fake threat to your daughter, like.
Well, no. Also, a fake death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It took a fake death. It took a remnants of an old enemy coming back. It took all of that in order for you to actually come out and fight again.
Should have happened when Frieza killed you.
Yeah. It should have happened after the tournament. It should have happened after that sparring match you had with Goku. It should have happened a while ago, you know. But hey, look, we ain't the ones writing this.
I'm just saying, Gohan's had this lesson way too many times. He had it back in Z.
Yeah, like you ain't gotta be doing like the exact kind of training that Vegeta and your dad do, but you gotta be ready. You gotta be ready just in case. People are gonna be gunning for you and your family on a almost monthly basis. You have to be ready. I think the most peace they've had was a 7-year span of peace, right? And at that point, Vegeta's like, look, a true warrior should be ready even at times of peace. And we know that you want to live a normal life. And I can't say nothing about that, because who wouldn't want to just live a normal life? But your family and your bloodline and people that you hang out with are far from normal. So we don't even see any of adult Gohan's human friends. We just see him hanging with Piccolo and his family, and that's it. I don't see a normal life. I see a man who is doing right by his family, but mostly hangs with his family. You know? But who's to say, you know, who knows what'll happen in the future? I don't even know how far they plan on going with this. I'm wondering part of me wonders when all of this is going to actually end. And then I start thinking to myself, oh wait, it's still making money. It ain't gonna end. Like,
if you still believe that lie, then that's your fault. Look, it probably didn't start off as a lie, but it's a lie now.
It didn't. No, it, it didn't start off as a lie. They said that they weren't going to go any, they were going to stop at the end of Z. They weren't going to go any further. But now they've changed so much that that ending no longer makes sense. Like, they've changed so much, they've retconned so much that that ending makes no sense. Especially Bulma. If you went, you want to look any deeper than that, Bulma.
Well, not just that, but also Goku's interest.
That it, and I will say
because
that,
wanting to still for Goku personally, wanting to fight an enemy like Kid Buu again, we've fought so much stronger since.
Yeah. Look.
No, that was his want. That's what he wished, you know, for that to happen.
Yeah.
He didn't make a wish on the Dragon Ball. He just wished for that'd be cool if that happened because he wanted a fight like that again because that was the strongest thing he fought. That's no longer the case. He fought way stronger.
Yeah. But really, he just wants to test Oob and see because now he knows about Oob already. Before it was like, oh, I think King Yama gave him heard my wish and decided to reincarnate Kid Buu. But now in Super, he already knows that Oob exists, so he has a totally different reason for wanting to fight him. You know, so that's already a huge that's already a big change. So much,
yeah, but I don't think he'll have the same level of excitement to fight him in the tournament like he did before
because he's fought much stronger guys.
Yes,
much stronger enemies, and Black Frieza is a thing. So,
and that's his goal right now is to be strong enough to fight Black Frieza.
Yep. Yep, and that's and that currently is Vegeta's goal. So it's gonna be interesting because part of me has like the slightest sliver of hope that they'll somehow
if they do for whatever reason, they really should not. Is it would be done very sloppily, like
I mean, really, there's not
like it'll feel really forced.
Yeah, it's gonna feel really forced. But isn't that what Super has been doing with some of the arcs? A lot of the stuff that they've added or retconned or
no, I'm talking about if you just end it and just show like the old footage of Goku and Vegeta going to the tournament to fight Oob. It's like, ta-da, we made it to the end.
Because we're getting close to the end. Pan is three.
That's what you think, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Pan is 3 years old currently, right?
I don't think that matters.
We got at least 1 year before the end.
No,
so,
we don't.
In that timeline anyway.
No, we don't.
I mean, if we're going by logic stuff,
going by like their logic, she can stay that size forever.
Nope. They can't. We already know what she looks like as a 4-year-old. That's only a year difference.
But she could stay that size for a long time, and we can make as much money as we need to on this series.
Which you know they will. I don't know how much, like, you know, I don't know how much they're charging for an orange Piccolo or a Gohan Beast figure, but I bet it's pretty expensive.
The other thing is they could completely ignore it and just move forward, either renaming it, not calling it Super, but still going.
Yep. I mean, one thing I know, one thing that...
And just say that Super ended, but like off screen.
Well, they haven't announced a new series or anything yet. People are still clamoring for it. They're like, oh, no, we know it's coming.
Do we, though?
But
After all this time, I don't believe any of them.
Really, it's more like I care, but not as much as I did back when we thought it was coming back, like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So now it's more along the lines of, because we know a new movie's coming. If they just decide to do that.
I've been saying that for
you've been saying that years. Since the beginning.
I've been saying that for 3 years.
Yeah.
If they could just continue as a series of movies and that's the only form of animation we get, I'm fine with that.
But if they keep doing that, you know they're just gonna make manga versions of it, right?
Not always.
Not always, no. Because like we said, Broly was the only one that didn't get a full movie.
Right.
They get a full manga chapter. But it's time will tell. We know that movie's coming. 2024, around that time, we know something. A brand new movie's coming. People are talking about a web series, but so far all I've seen is Akira Toriyama's got a new anime, completely different from Dragon Ball called Sandland, and that's that looks interesting, you know. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I think we should end it here. What do you think? All right, peoples. Well, in the meantime, in between time, everybody, thank you for listening. We will definitely be back for more anime news, views, and rants and all that great, and all that great stuff in Otaku Labs, plus more stuff for On the Brain in general. I want to thank my homeboy Nabjita for coming back to spend time in the lab with me and talking about one of our favorite anime. And hopefully the next chapter isn't just a complete rehash of everything, and hopefully we get to see some new stuff, but only time will tell. But we will catch you on the next episode of Otaku Labs. Peace, love, and never be normal.